with Shusav Mari, to point out some of the sophists from last Chavura and try to be a little bit clear. What came out, we had a Sugya of Mitzvah Prakim, and according to the Shulchan Aruch on the page, there are three different levels that come out. Some of it's Toka, Loch is Yechayiv. Some of it's Chodok, some of it's the Loch is Potter. When it's Rofoy, the Loch is Mutter. On that, as in the Ramah, we're still making zero of Rofoy, Otto, Tkua. I mean, even doing an active Rofoy thing, it's Mutter. The Derech has to be Tkua. Then we have an Istrabon. Void, if it's Rofoy, Otto, Chodok, according to Mishnah Berurah, how he explains Pshat in the Taz, it says also that's Machlokes Maram versus the Tor. That can be also, that can be Mutter. And the Mishnah says to be Chosh L'Gadchilo, for the Maram Shita, not like the Tor. I mean, if somebody asks you, what's the loch in the Gerti Rafoi? You say it's Mutter, and that's a mistake. The answer is, if it's Rafoi, and it's the Dech to be Tekua, then we bad its ulcer. It's Rafoi, Dech to be Hodok, that's a Machlokes, and we Chosh to be Machmer, L'Gadchilo. If it's Rafoi, that's Dech to be Rafoi, it's Mutter. But the Rafoi is not Mutter. You have to realize there are three different levels over here. Rafoi in three different cases. That's Bitzad, not loch Shaboy. Bitzad the Isser. The way how the Taz examined the Suga of Maka Patish, the way the Makavam examined the Suga of Baino, the Mishpur examined Maka Patish, and those say it's Baino, and depend upon the Suga and Simon Shin Yudal, if Aleph Ayin Goin Shom. Apichetman should come out, if you do an act of Saisit in these cases, let's say you take a Kreshul Prokim and you undo it, if it's Baino, in the case of Saisir. If it's Maka Patish, there should be no Isser to unscrew a cup. Maisa, who says Makapatish? The Taz. Who says you cannot unscrew a cup according to the Machmir? The Taz. So according to the Taz saying Makapatish, I see numerous Malachim with my name have a hard time handling the Samshan the Taz. What's the is of undoing a cup?
What is the Taz in the game?
He says it, right over here. He says, feed the Machmir, you have to be very careful not to unscrew the cup. Kosher problem. He writes it. And better look at the Makor that we show him, the Tashpats and the Kolboy, when they call to Maram, they write, Bain Lefarkon. Bein Lachzirim. We shouldn't be saying that Loshim. The answer is what they answer, not that clear. Maybe just saying a get over here, since the Derech over here is to go off and on, off and on, off and on. So once you're putting on the Makal Pachish, and the natural thing is to take it back and forth, therefore we have our Choko Otto Makal Pachish. That means the Isavi is not the Isavi Boino. Since that's a standard procedure to reassemble this cup that you're disassembling, or this bed, that you're disassembling, Derek to reassemble, therefore we have an extra chok over here. Ulay. Kulay chodek zero. Don't make zero, it's zero. That's number two. That's an issus shubai. Number three, what's the get over here? It comes out that we have a loch of kisa kalim, very clear the tazmak of mishtabur, that's a Derek to open and close, even if it's tekua chodek, it's mutter. We have a loch of mitu shal prokim. The loch is tekua is chayiv. Hodok is drabonon. We have a case of kana shel seidin. Kana shel seidin is you have this long pole over here made to either paint or the plaster, sometimes the ceiling, and sometimes lower parts of the area. The Gemara over there said by kana shel seidin is potter. So it's interesting, by mitzvah prokim can be chayiv, kana shel seidin can be potter. First, why is kana shel seidin potter? And kana shel menorah, the bride says yechayiv. So where the chanus, he comes from at least the second mile, the Ramban, the Ravid. There's no difference. Kol Shel Menorah, Kol Shel Seidim has the same halacha. You have one the Derech to be Tekua, one the Derech to be Hodok. If you take Kol Shel Seidim and do an act of Tekua, and it can be Yechayiv. You do a Kol Shel Menorah that says Yechayiv, you do it in the case of Hodok, in the case of Potah Loser. There's no difference. So it comes out we have Ikra, Mitro, Prokim, and the Kol Shel Seidim is the same halacha, Tekua is Chayiv. Even though it's made to take apart, made to plaster the top, made to plaster the bottom. This bed is taking place to place, it's made to reassemble other places. Yet the loch is Yechayiv Tekua. Kisha Shokalim is made to go from place to place. What's the loch? Mutter. Avi's question is, to clarify, why is that so? Who it's the same Akimto. So we said over that the Bikr of Himalchim, one is there's a Chaznish's idea over here that he understands that when the Ikashimish is when it's connected, you create something. The Ikashimish of a bed is to have the bed made. Disconnect is breaking it. Nikashimish of a kana to have it connected to paint the top, disconnecting it. Over here is a problem of slicer. Mashenken, you have a case of kishol kainim when you connect it, that's when you're not using it. That means use of a bottle to support out the drink. However, when you finish, you want to store it for another time, then you close it. So the shimish is to have it open. So obviously when you're connecting it, you're not making a chad. You're not coming to make it to one. Not coming to make an act of binyan over here. You're taking two kelim to do one establishment of storing it for the next time. And that was a question we discussed. If so, soul checkers, I'm a baby bottles, how do you understand that? This is also a motor. The Yisrael Shaboy, if the connection makes a shimush, that's why it's also. That creates something. The second Malach went with the Gaz, he took on the lotion of the Magavram. Magavram sent you the Locha Simon Shinyadal, so if you're the case of Dafshal Tanner, he says, since it's not Isla Kiyam Klal, it's made constantly to go off and on, even on Shabbos Atzmoy, we constantly disconnect it, reconnect it. Therefore, everyone sees the Dafshal Tanner, there's no opinion. But also, by the Kisa Kalim is constantly being disconnected. Now, Shaykh, the Mitashal Brachim, this bed over here, you leave it for weeks at a time. There's plaster, when you want to plaster the ceiling, you leave it for weeks at a time. And then, when you want to plaster the lower area, then you take it apart. So you leave it for a while. Shul Zaman Shuman is not like either Mahalak, not the Chaznish, not the case of the Graz. He understands you said over here is Derech Shimushoi. Something is Derech of Shimush, that in my sense, Mutter, no one sees the act of Bidin over here. And you have to clarify what exactly that means, which really leads to the question how do you apply it practically? That means you have to answer. We have a case of Mito and we have a case of Kono. The case of Mito, Shlomo Zalman Teshuva, he discusses, they want to tell you when a person that has his bed, every single time when you disconnect it, you're making a brand new bed and you reconnect it. His words are, it says, even if you do it 100 times a day, the Derech do it that way, but since every time you use the Sedis, use the Mesmarim, use screws, you're making a brand new bed. Lelum understands, you have a Keter closet. You connect it, your tzura might be to disconnect it 3 times a day to take it place to place. What are you doing? You're making and destroying. You can have numerous closets that you can create and take it apart years later or take it apart that day. It does not make a difference. The tzura everyone sees is you create something and you broke something. Mashenke by Kisa Kalim, everyone sees it. Nichon Legeda Vishtamchus. That's very simple by the case of Amito. The case of the Kono, which has to be answered. Why is there any difference in the case of Kisa Kalim? Why is this one brush, it's obviously made to plaster the lower area and plaster the higher area? What's the difference? So again, he writes very clearly, Shlomo Zalman, on this case, a person sees you when he created to plaster the top, that is what you made. And when you disconnect, you're making it lower, you're breaking it. It's true that you see, you're making a new kli over here. A garment's made for that. I don't care that it's made for that. It can have two different establishments, one for the top, one for the bottom. But the fact that the tzur over here is you have one long stick made plaster on top, I don't know what type of sticks they had, what type of metzias they had, but the person saw that you create something, and when you made to plaster only the bottom, then you broke it and made something new. It's like you have a piece of wood, and you want to make it a toothpick. You break it and make something new. Making a toothpick, that mice is also. Mashenk in the kisei, person sees you're disconnecting the cap by using the bottle. No one sees a breaking and a creating, a breaking creating. People see in the Shtamshus. With this, try to get what? Kadosh Baruch Hu, same thing. Person will see a breaking with creating. That's true. And by the meat also, you're not creating anything. You're just taking it place to place. That means the question is a sponge stick. You take it, and people have it. In this country, a lot of people use the same stick for the sponge and for the broom, for the brush. Can you go and take it out daily from one to another? Is that a case of Pashas Kondos or Saitin? Or is that a case over here of Kisa Kalim? Which one is it? That means the Chur, if you go with the Chasnish, when you attach it to the brush on bottom, it has a Shtamchus, taking the part should be offered. I think what the Chasnish about it is also. According to the Graz, the Chur is not the Derech every single time, the simple reading of the Graz, you can argue Shtak from Isis also. Give out maybe yourself to it every day, Yishlotim. The Mahalach Le'olam seems to go with the Shlomo Zalman. The Derech of Shimush over here. How exactly do you look upon it? Is this, I created a broom, and now I created a sponge stick? Is that Mamish Kono Sosaitin? And therefore, to do it every single day, the Chor should be also. Even to do it every day. The words of Shlomo Zalman, these words are in Tshuva, I feel a may upon Beyoin, who cares? You're creating and destroying. You made a sponge stick, or you made a broom. Yes, be the chosh to be a case of Kanos Saitan. Nice and Shmir Sham Kol Chosay in the Oris says that this case is mutter. And the sponge stick to the brush. They send you to Vinyan Shabbos at Parakeya, his base. I'm not clear exactly what he wants from over there. I asked other people what he wants from over there. Over there, he's explained Shanam Shom Bazam, and he's saying that's Nichol Gedev of Shimush. People, when they buy it, the Tzua, how you look upon it, is not creating a brush and creating a sponge stick. Fakert. There's a brush here ready and a stick here ready. And the way had to, you mishamish back and forth. Take all the cap back and forth, the stick back and forth, one to another. That means a shikol das, the question, how to understand the yisoid of Mishlom Zalman. Is that deraisa or is it mutter? There's a question over here. Right? It's, when you twist it in, it's taka, or maybe hotak, shal rabon, deraisa, shayatzi, and tazamach avram. Or is it mutter? What's the havon of the Mishlom Zalman? Take another case, what everyone does. Like some people do the sponge stick. Another classic case. You have a stroller. It has the moshav, the seat inside, the bassinet inside. Can you physically take out the bassinet and put it in your room, let the kid go sleep over there? And then when you want to go to place on Shabbos, reattach it to the stroller and go from place to place. Is that... Now, there are two ways of reattaching it. Sometimes they have these cases that are hooks. Hooks are not really attaching, you're just blocking it. Let's say you're putting it inside, whether the case of screws over there, or the case of pegs over there, or it being clicked inside. Let's go with the mahalach that those cases are either taka or hodak. Like maybe those want to argue the point. But let's go with the swarm team say it's taka or hodak. Can a person attach the moshav, the bassinet, right? Bassinet in English, back to the stroller, back and forth. So, Maisa, the Shmisham Kuchosoi, and the Orlitzian, they seem to write this also. And with the Esav Shmuel Kamnetsky and Kobes Halachas that came out last year, he says the Olam seems to be Mekel, he does not know why it's Zorachim. This is Zil Orbach, he doesn't know why. This is Mamish attaching it. Let's go through this far as the Kohen Chazanish, this is a Chimush, when you attach it to the Agala, should be a problem. Kohen Thigraz, people do it, they attach it, and they use it. Then it might take it off a couple days later, disattach it. No din of Olamid every single day. Maybe you personally, I ask people in the Chabura, some of them tell me they do it all the time, some people tell me they don't. Not part of the Shemesh over here. Kohen Mishom Mizam is not clearing. Israel says, don't know why it should be mutter. He says, the Olam does, but I don't know why. Shmuel said, I don't know why. Shemesh Shabbos, the Arutzim, my son, said. The words of Lichas Shlemo, he says, it's Kodosh HaSaitim. It's Mamish, the case of using a top, using a bottom. It's using that girl to take him place to place, and using the kid to sleep inside. It's two different Shemeshes, and that you each one is doing something over here. Asad Hasheni, to argue the point, Maisa, you bought it this way, it's made this way. Do you see you're creating over here something in Agala with Moshav? Now create over here a thing that goes from place to place. And when I take it out, I see, oh, now I'm creating a bath for the kid, for my kid to go to sleep inside of it. So I'm Shmuelfelder, and I'm Gelber. One about Baal Orker Shabbos are being down, not the safer, but they asked him. Said so that's the Kodesh from Zalman, that's Derech Shimushoi. That's Derech Shimushoi. That's how it's made, that's how you use it. If Gelber said maybe the first time not to ask the Sugya Simon Shinya Zayin Sebeis, ask Matan Sakamon, he's got to bring the shoelace in the first time. The Chutzmi Zeh, he says the Maya said that's Mamish, the function over here. That means again, the Yisrael of Shalom Zalman is a Kona Mishmutter, the one Taina. It's a massive question. How do you apply Konosal Saitin versus Kisa Kalim, what the Chilik over here is, and the Tzura Shabai? Is it the Rice of the Mutter? If you ask me, I would think the sponge stick and the moshav, I don't understand. I'm not clear why it should be mutter. I think Be'etzem right now has the tachlis over here. It's mamish like a plaster stick painting the top. It's also, and you make a bottom, it's also awesome.
Why
do
you say Derech Shemusha is mutter?
Who?
Derech
Shemusha is mutter. What? Yeah, so is Derech Shemusha. Is also Derech Shemusha. They made these sticks over here. They jam one to another. They did the top. They took it apart, put it on bottom. So Mazam says that's nichol get it breaking. Why? That's how people look upon it. So he also looks every single time. Now I made a galav place to place, and I made a galav. My kid go to sleep. What's the difference? Pile cap. No, things like that. Oh, another case maybe. It's cost a high chair by the tray over there. Can attach the high chair with the tray. That come along already. The swarm. Even when Shmuel says it doesn't say the head to by the stroller, but by the high chair. That's Derech Shimushay. That's how you always have to go use it. Now, true, my kid a lot of times pull the kid out, put the kid in. But the correct way, the sura, the normal way of doing it, is taking the tray off and taking the tray back on, making the kid tight, making him sit there. So that I didn't see anyone. I don't think it's no. Some people are still. I'm not sure the Matzis. Some of them are writing things I don't understand what they're writing. But as far as I see, it should be motor. That's how much kis. That's kisa kalem. That should be kisa kalem. So Zalman says someone to look upon you creating something and breaking something, or something that be'etzem is cool as sumptuous. Now again, that seems to be the argument. The That's a shikol das and a shell of a deraisa. Kohen the graz and oh, so kohen the chaznish they discuss by the height shit, right? It's a great question. When the chadnish, the shimush is to have it on, when you don't need it, you take it off. Unless he, however, he answers the soda, the baby bottle, Guantanamo, if you can't get the kid out, you have to open it, it's part like the soul shaker. It depends how you answer soul shaker baby bottle. You want to answer, like, some, you want to go up Shomaz Alman's ulcer, height shit, it would be also ulcer. You will mat the soda bottle and the soul shaker, maybe you can mat the tray also.
You said this
might be
tukua, it might be
hotter.
If it's
hotter,
according to the Chazanish, it should be
mutter,
correct?
Again, with the page, we ask the hotter. To make it hotter, correct?
So you're using the Chazanish according to the
Chazanish? I'm going with said, the Shukhnar, I saw the Issa Shibai, we follow it on the page. The basis, again, even though Vosner usually follows, he said the Chilik Vav and Shubai writes, you have to realize it's the basis, it's Ramor, it's a Prisha, it's a Bach, the Tazim Magabam are agreeing, they're not disagreeing over here, it's a Mishnah Brua. We go with Hodak Maisa's also. And the simple reading, the Gemara, the three levels, it's Rishon and Pashas's also.
But when you bring up the Chazanish's reasoning of the Kak,
that's nothing to do with
it. And therefore, after it, if Maisa is a case of
Hodak, it's the Hodak again, we have Machlag, it's Tazim Magabam, it's a Hodak good Kua. But I know, I love Dakar with Mitzav that she to the Makel and Hotok. Yeah, you are trying to.
According to
Gelber,
should one
you also
have the
head
of the fact that it's that
it's a Gelber did not say that Mahalach. Ruben said it. Every time I ask them, what happens in Sefer, they always tell me there's other Bama Kabir here. So I'm not sure. It's a great way to get out of questions when I ask them. But he holds to that idea. If you hold a latch is mutter, again, the latch is not the way, dying fish is not the way, and all of a sudden they have a latch. I know that means.
I know there are people who ask
it. I don't, okay, you learned the sugya. Do you understand the idea of a patent? Okay.
Yeah.
The words are, Mishmuel is chosik, it's tight. You don't say the way how you do it. The matzias of the words of Mishmuel, something that's chosik, things that are tight. The geta of tekua, again, tekua is wedged, hodok is tight. Not the way of. Again, if you want to tell me the Bialoch is discussing these 2 points over here, that he had two Malchim, the Rivet, he makes Machlokes, the Rivet versus the Smag. Sounds like what you're saying over, that's Machlokes, right? The Smag is saying Gvor of Umnis, a pretense not Gvor of Umnis, Mashenke the Kolboy is saying Nichol get a being tight. Something that's just saying it's Machlokes over here. She's moving down 2 sheetahs. Now, the Chor, they're not saying Machlokes, they're discussing, usually that's the way how to go do things.
Where do you see
Machna
from that it's just
Tadu? You saw the Shari? That's the Kotin Lama base. Do you see the Shartin Lama? Fine. But Sivzai. Bialocha. There's only one there. That one. The Mishmur says Machlekes. Ochashulah says no Machlekes. Fine. Sivzai. Kosh Nishba, yeah, this beam over here that broke. What comes out of the Shulchan Aruch, we have 2 klolim. First of all, the loch is that to put on top of somebody else, lemaisa it's mutter, with a tznai, as long as you're not lifting up back higher. However, make sure not going on further, that's the case, it's mutter. And even if you put it on top of something, it's not putting on top of something that's rough over here, I have a put on top of something that's hodok, that'll be also. What's the issa putting it on top of something you make it hodok tight? Come on, the Beis Yosef, and the Taz, and the Magarvam, and the Mishnah Brua, a Sugya Mavato Kli Merachamim. Now, people are not too familiar with that Sugya. It's not really our Sugya, just be kitzer. What it means is, the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Kiro, person, third parak, you put a plate underneath the Shemin that's coming out of your candelabra. The Shemin's Maisa's Muksa. The capture of the Shemin is Shemin's Muksa, makes a plate now Muksa. Therefore, you cannot move your plate. The words of Rashi and the Sugya is, you can't move the plates to Malacha. What's Malacha? Either it's mitzah boino because the plates will chubba to the mokim, or mitzah the iser seiser because you cannot use the plate anymore, or mitzah the muksa because you're not moving place to place. Those are all lashon of Rishonim. Not the place can Rishonim bring down these 3 options or 4 options over here. Therefore, practically, let's say you have a spill on the floor. What you're supposed to go to is clean up either with tissues or with a towel. However, you know, you're a pocher, you have a shirt that you use already. You want to clean up with the shirt, I'll put in the laundry next week. You want to take a pillow, clean it up. You clean up the spill with the pillow, with your shirt over here. If you clean it up, when you use the shirt afterwards, it's mavati kli merachonoi. You cannot do that on Shabbos. That's not too practically, hopefully. However, a more practical case, when you have an air conditioner, water comes out. That water comes out, it can come up with a place, it can say it's nichol together of meilad. smuksa, what if it being an atmosphere for the ear, being water that was not here before Shabbos? That water is muksa. It's dripping inside your house. Can you put a bucket there to capture the water? What are you doing in essence? Now you have a bucket capturing water. The water is muksa. The bucket is the buses. Now you cannot move the bucket from place to place. It's dami l'malacha. B'mavati kli l'achonai. Nechle get avi l'boino or seiser or muksa. You cannot do that. It is ulcer. It's on the sugi over here. What to go do? We'll have to learn the sugi mavati kli l'achonai where the H's are. But otherwise, a simple understanding. L'maish, that's ulcer. I can ask you a question. How can you open up a garbage can? A garbage bag? Now you put muksa inside. How can you use a tissue in the bathroom? Ayin mavati kli l'achonai. So that the Pesach says something that's oimel lekach, that's it's ishtamshus, that's not being slaced ishtamshus, that is ishtamshus, that mice is mutter. So things that's how you go use it, that's not a problem. But things that's not made to use that way, and using it in a way that comes muks on Shabbos, vat kli machonai, therefore the Pesach can get to muks, and it's because how can you have a plate in front of you when you put your shells inside? Get that out of the circle.
Kick the garbage
under
the leader.
Sorry? So now the question, what defines oimel lekach? Look where it could be. Kenzai. Fine. That's mitzav vatkim mechonai. Now, there's another sugya over here about the issur of taking this beam and lifting up higher. That's osur, making sure to not go on the further. That the ma'aser is going to be motor. They come and discuss this halacha in two practical cases. One is a person that has a handle to his house that comes out a little bit. Can you push it back inside? We're seeing clearly the sugya to raise it a little bit higher, just a little bit. That's ulcer. Can I push back the handle that came out a little bit from my door over here? Come on, the Binyan Shabbos, he points out, L'chura, Sif Zayin, and Sif Hay, a little bit of a problem. Sif Hay says, when it comes out of the peg, the loch is, push it back down the side if it's halfway out. Sif Zayin is saying, the beam came down, to lift it up even a little bit, that L'maisa is ulcer. Can you push things back or not? Oh. So the terrace over here is, that Sif Hay discusses the sugya of Kalim. And therefore, by Kalim, we know Ein Binyan Asir by Kalim, where there's no chashivas of the act that you're doing over here. Therefore, the Chai Odom says, Sif Hay is a heter in Kalim. Says, Sif Hay is a siyontiv, it's a heter in Kalim. Masha'enke, in the case of Sif Zayin, is Karko, Abayna Kol Shehu. Abayna Kol Shehu, and the Karko, and Maisa is Chayim. They're doing an Asaf over here. Therefore, to screw in a screw further, that the Maisa and Karko, that's ulcer. You have a faucet that's loose, you want to tighten the faucet, that the Maisa is ulcer. You want to push your handle back inside. The Lamaise says, also, that's the case of Sif Zayin. What?
That was also
no, that's not Kaka, it's all Kalim. The whole Lach and Sif Hay is always Kalim. So, yeah, only Kalim. Otherwise, Kaka is also. That's Sif Zayin over here. Therefore, in Shmir Shabbos, what? Now, screw back. If it's halfway off and the screw tightened, it's also. That's also also. Not even if even off, that is also. But even a little bit, it tightens also. Now, the Shamanism is the Rebbe of Neuwirth negated the case over here of putting the handle back inside. Not back inside, when it fell out, you push it back. It says, no, it's ulcer. The Shamanism himself, Mr. Kaplan Meissner, he wants to argue. When he brought down the Zalachas, he wants to pass the Meissner to Smoter. He wants to say the Chilbjian Sifayin, Sifzayin, and Sifayin, nothing is broken. It's inside, doing it a little bit better. In Sifzayin, discussing a case that's broken, then to do a little bit of Meissner's ulcer. He told over his Torah to his Rebbe. The Rebbe Maisa was not Makabal. Not even to the Maisa, it's ulcer. Dealing as far as over here of Deraiso, as far as Dakis, Dik. And therefore, one time, the side of the Isser is that by character, Maisa is ulcer. So again, this one says you can't push the handle back inside. Shabbos Paskins, you cannot. And again, Chilik is once Kalim won the case of character over here.
No, it's hard that even by character, it didn't really break yet.
That's what Mr. Kaplan wanted to say, and his Rebbe said no. The Chashim of the Reisel. That's what the minister wants to tell the Chilik is. What? That's what I just said over. And the minister and the Meivet said no.
It's the Reisel, right?
Shasha, but you want to call Bina Kolshu. You can get a Bina Kolshu. You don't get a better of a Bina. Bina Kolshu is Chayiv. Now, yeah. Even when this says the whole Indian putting the handle back inside a little bit, he himself says to screw it. Maya says ulcer. To screw something tight to that, even he himself uses ulcer. But Maya said, case negated this sugya. They discuss when if Isha has garbayim, they have tights, and they have a run, gets a cut inside. So one of the things I learned over the years from halachas, I learned matzis and what women go do, how do you take care of the rum? So one of the aces is you take nail polish, and you put it over the area to make sure the rum does not spread and go further and further. So question on Shabbos, can you use the nail polish to take care of the rum? And let's say the nail polish is not mukso, then miyachid it for this reason. Let's make it simple. No baya mukso. Can you take the nail polish and put it on top of the rum on the stockings? So Shmir Shabbos Kulchosai, first the Matzias and Shmir Shabbos was printed in the 1960s the first time. Second Madura came out in the 1980s. And the third time was the year Toshin Ayin 2000. That's the blue one we have. The black one in the 1980s. The first one in the 1960s, the Shmir Shabbos of Noivet asked the question of Shlomo Zalman, could you put nail polish on top of the rum? He said, it's Allah that Simon Shini Kimel Siv Zayin. Awasugyo says, to make sure it does not get worse is mutter. To make it better is also, and make sure it does not get worse, the chur should be mutter. Meist the second Madura, and so in third Madura, afterwards it's Chazabai, and says the Metzias is, you're not just making sure it does not get worse. What it has to be doing? You're making it stronger, the tights over here. And by making it stronger, now it cannot get worse. You're not stopping the Metzias, but what other people not from doing, and makes the chibur and the tights a stronger level of tights over here. Therefore, that's strengthening something, doing something, that Meist is also. Why? Because what? The issue is that you're being misakin or you're strengthening a kli over here. You're adding to the kli. You're being called bina in the kli. One active sheep's over here. It's these words that tikim guva dover. Can you take a kli and fix it? Can you take it? Let's put it this way. You have a needle over here. Bent out of shape. You make a needle straight? That's the case of Magar Ram that says Osir. Call it Makar Patish. Sibishim Mem. Here also, the tights over here gets worse. You're being misakin the Guva Dover. And he says, that's Osir. There's not that over here. You're misakin. Now you won't give up if you hold Ein Binyan Siv Kalim, maybe more to Yesh Lotim. We might hold Yesh Binyan. The idea of Mustaki, the Meister, the Chshivas of the act over here, that makes it much more wearable now. The women will not usually wear because it spreads very quickly, and now you're fixing it. Therefore, he says, Nechon Isser. The for Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos, passing this way. Yes. Or Taifa, you can call it. Question: Taifa or Baina. You are connecting things stronger. Let's say you have things sewn together, and you sew on more stitches on the same area. You have a hem that has the hems. When, like, Bochum do hems, they make big stitches, right? Women do hems very close. So here was the same idea. See, they're connecting things, either Taifa or Baina, which I want you to offer. Again, if you do it better, you connect things better and stronger. Again, the word, so I'm asking about Baina, I'll take him with Guva Dover. You are making something that is right now it's a bad thing. Again, yay is in the most sticky. We're making it a very good tight, so they wear for a couple weeks at a time, and they can wash them and use them all over, and you're misacking the kli. You're taking a kli that is not good, and you're fixing it. Can you fix the kli on Shabbos? Can you fix the kli on Shabbos? You're fixing a kli. That's what exactly you're doing. You're allowed to fix a kli.
Yeah,
no,
preventing.
Not preventing. He's saying that's not true. He thought it's preventing. Actually, you're strengthening it. You're fixing it. You're more. You do need to. You do. The nail polish is strengthened. It will be the same level was before it'll naturally rip. Once it starts, it goes.
You don't care.
You do care. You have to. You're doing it to. No, you're doing it to this one. So you're coming to fix it. That's right. This clean right now is broken. No. The only way to make sure it does not get worse is to make it stronger. Yes, you do. You do. If it'll be the same, no, you do. It'll be the same thing. It'll make it worse. You do. You want it stronger? Well, that. I think it'll be fine. Well, let's say clear nail polish. Make it simple. Next, Siv Chesio. Okay, so we have a Sashal bench. The Nishmat Ech Miraklov. One of the legs came out. She was benched and has a question. Is that going to be also now? The Maestri ended up to be choshi even by one leg, loud after in case of two legs that come out. Now, what comes out over here, there are 3 points in the Sirkas. First of all, you cannot put it back, even Rafoi. What's this? Rafoi? Rafoi Atat Kuo? Posh Legzer over here. It's Aleph. Second, says the Shulchan Aruch, you cannot even move it and put it on top of something else. Lashon Yesh Bishemachmer. But my person cannot move, put on top of something else. Akshasha, you might put the regal inside and do an active tiki over here. So we have a bayam tzad asugya of muksel. And number three, the Amos says, Ayin Simen Shinchesiv Tazayin. Why sending to that area? Come with the Mishra. It says, come tell you, or you say it over here, that let's say you already put it on top of something else and you use it already before Shabbos, then it's not Shash, you might put the leg inside. Therefore, that case will be mutter to be done on Shabbos. Now, again, not really a sugya, but certain points I'll point out what comes out from the sugya over here. Again, Mishra, Ramah said this dimension, Chesiv Tazayin. Over there, it comes out there are two separate terms, two very important terms. One is the Mishdamish Ba'idyoin. The mice it's more to noch shash shem yitoka, which they get involved with. Let's say you take a handle of a door that fell out, but oydim erev Shabbos you start using it. Do you have a heter noch shash shem yitoka? Interesting question. But there's another case over there, and heter over there, brought down by Mishmu and the Taz, that the words over here is the case of nishmat. The leg of the table or the safsal came out. Let's say it's nishbar, it broke, or a case of nevad, it got lost. And therefore, it's not possible for you to go fix it, you need a woman to go fix it. Then you're allowed to move this safsal. There's no gzera muksa. No issa muksa is wise, because you might come to put the leg back inside. There is no issa. Therefore, take practical cases. Person, let's say he has a broom that he only uses for his brush over here, and sometimes you're swinging Shabbos, you know, you push too hard, you're strong, the stick comes out from the brush on Shabbos. Now, to put it back, the mice we said already, you can't. You can put it back. Active either tkiya or hodok. Is now the brush or the stick mukso? Can you tell your kid to take the brush and sweep up with the brush without using the stick? The mice says, since it happened on Shabbos, we have a baya achshash, you might put the stick back inside the brush. Therefore, the brush itself is mukso. You cannot use the brush.
Even without the stick.
Even without the stick. That's the salach over here. Take another example. A person has a stroller with the wheels to it. A lot of wheels are made so that you can take off the wheels that pop out over here to make it simple to go from place to where I can store it, or they can take an airplane or whatever reason, the wheels come off. Let's say one wheel comes off on Shabbos. Come along with the swarm and Bick and say, you cannot put it back on Shabbos. Why? Cool, Hodak is being seamless. You're being locked inside. If so, the wheel comes off on Shabbos, it's now three wheels and you have 10 minutes from your house. You can use a stroller with three wheels. It's mukso. The wheel is mukso over here. The stroll over here is mukso. Because the natural thing is to put the wheel back inside. What you could do is take the wheel and throw it away and break, and then maybe it'll be mutter. But I don't think you'd want to go do that. But myself, the stroll over here is the Abavaya Shem Yitoka. Another case is more common. People wear glasses. And the glasses, sometimes, they come apart because you have children jump on top of you. So the question over here is, when they come apart, the glasses, different areas, is, are you allowed to put it back inside, number one? And number two is, if you cannot put it back inside, in the case of here, mukso. So this farm have numerous cases discussed by glasses. Just mention a few of them. One is, let's say both temples come off. Both of them. Maisa has no use right now. Your glasses, not only is it, you can walk around holding in your hand. Why? Because if you put it back in Shemi Yataka, the screws came out, you might screw it back inside. And to hold it as mukso, you can't use it. That means not only cannot put the temples back. Now the question over here is, what happens when one temple comes off? The question over here is really, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef over here brings down, he's discussing the Safsal having use by itself without one leg. That's the Safek. So maybe there's no Chashash Hashem Yitaka. A Safsal, you have a hard time hearing it has use with only three legs. Right, well, guys sit over there, not pull over. Glasses, you see guys walk around with one temple. And not two. So maybe it's not nichel in the ghetto of the chumro of the Shem Yitoka of the Chumas Hadeshem. You can argue the point. Because if you had the chumro, then the halach will be not only that you cannot connect it, but also the glass will be also when you have one temple to that. I mean, the question is how to extend, Paiskim Sopik, to extend the one leg for the bench to the one leg of your, one temple of your glasses. And Eitzo, you want to get around it. You have one screw that might have fell out. Kick away the screw, lose it, and that's it. That is not nichel geder of nishmat. It's nevad. Nevad. Kick it, I said. Kick it. Tell the begufoy. That'll be an eitzel. Yes. So I'm giving you an eitzel. Make sure it's nevad, yeah. No, because she's the to this issue. What? So put a safety pin inside. I see the Maisa that the Biyashu the Chodeshani want to answer. Mashenkin the Shomazam the Sharbik want to the Maisa is made to come out. Everyone sees it made to come out, even when it's motor. Could be the arguing point is it made to come out because you see people walk around with it for a while and that depends how yeshivish you are. Yesh Lotan. Not sure what the Machlokes here is.
Now. Then,
when
the temple, then
when
the glass is then be moksa.
One time.
If you hold that even the safety pin is also with the glass is then be moksa.
Oh, but this, yeah, well, could be a problem. Now, also the glass comes out, so they point out lechora to put the glass back inside. Pashtus different the gedda of tikkua hadok. Unless you want to get involved with the dafkin umu to put it back inside, then it won't be moksa. Otherwise, to walk around using one glass in Shabbos would be a bayam. It's on the sugya of moksa over here.
Is there
Xer
also
when it comes
to
Hadr? No, the place can say it could be Xer with Xer.
So only if there's a possibility of Tokan.
What are glasses? My glasses, I assume,
it's
are.
Not glasses, I'm saying that's a carriage.
It depends. You can argue a lot of points with it. I'm not clear.
What's the Hadr?
Now, the Chilik is if it happens in the Erev Shabbos, then it won't be Mux anymore if you walk around using it that way. But you have to realize that on Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. Oh, so then your mom was nichol get a bruch or not, or you have a bayah better, you look lazy. It's a shikol das question.
What if it bends out of shape?
So they get involved. Like I said before, the magavram bending things back into shape. How much out of shape it was? Magavram discussing with the case of the needle that's out of shape. Another shalom, another question. Fine. Sif test over here. We have a sugya of. Care 8 by 8. So you put one wood inside another piece of wood. Some of the mechaber bring down the loch to the Rambam loch yigimel. That the loch is you cannot put one to another. The ma'amokim is coming from is a gemara that Bim Zayin says a poiskim. We live in a samita. You have this leg to the bed over here. You want to put a base kibble, a smaller piece over here to connect one to another, so the leg the ma'isa will not get ruined. And if you're connecting one to another, loch is that the mechaber is nichol get a toldo by no. Another example, the mishgum brings down the sugya kum base and base. A case over here, all shufsha bekuft in the mara. You want to put the handle of the shovel inside the shovel. You want to connect it with a case of a peg. That's nichol to get it of boino. Who adin says the Rambam in the locha tezvav. Not only is it ekta boino, who adin disconnecting nichol to get it of soiser brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. So just a couple of points. One, we see over here. One point over here is that we see over here that the loch is told over by now. Let's not say the av. Now, first of all, why is the machab say over here told over? There's other cases, I'm not clear. But why is the nichol get of a told over? So we spoke of once already a malach of the Ebn Ozel. The Ebn Ozel says that we have an act, the act of the av is building a house, obviously. The act of the told over, the loch of the rabbim, is either a case of megabin or the case of oil. Why are these told us and not the av? So Ebn Ozel says the gate to a house, they're always doing two things. You're building, putting brick by brick, connecting things one to another, mekabes chelik el chelik. And also you're doing an act of protection, something that you live inside of it. We do an act of oil, you're taking the sheet and spreading over. That's protection, be not be mekabes chelik el chelik. By megabein, be mekabes chelik el chelik, not making protection. So when you have both, you're doing two things, that's the av, that's protection, and mekabes chelik el chelik. We do one without the other, Mekabes chelik al chelik without protection like cheese, or do the other one? You only mean mekabes. You're only doing protection without mekabes chelik al chelik like a dent. That's nichol get of the toldo. Here also, what are you doing? Just attaching things. No protection over here. Mekabes chelik al chelik. That's why the chur is nichol get of a toldo. That's aleph. Second, it says over here, mishpumig dan loshti rambam is nichol getter of seiser. Now, just understand that. It's loshti of the rambam. Now, the Rambam, does he hold Ein bin Vesir B'Kelen or Yesh bin Vesir B'Kelen? He holds, for like Rava, based on Ein bin Vesir B'Kelen. What Mahalach does he go with among the Rishonim? Again, we point out we have Seiras on Sugya, a case of Migdal, versus a case of Chavis. What does the Rambam go with? So the Shulchan Gemara says he goes like the Malacha Tosfos the Sugya Mustaki. Mustaki is going to be the case of Mutter, otherwise Pigama is also. That's the Shulchan Gemara. All the Achareim say it's missing the Rambam. Shirk Nas Agdolo, the Korban, the Sandal, the Tzlach, that cannot be Pshah on the Rambam. So what's the study of the Rambam? So the Magen Mishnah says the Moshe and Shuvah the Olam Son Kukla Beis he's Marach. The study of the Rambam is like the Ran of the Rajbo. Ain Bini Yisir Bekelim, but there's an Isir of Oisikli to make a shovel. That lemaisa is also. However, to be the act of bin vasir bikalim, that is mutter. Now Moshe came along and said that is only negate the act of boino. Negate the soiser, he has a mahalach over there. Why that so is nokshiva is an act of stira shabai. That since every soiser is a stira bikalim, therefore it's mutter. That means it should come out according to Rama, according to Moshe's mahalach, that the issa of boinikli is to be oisikli. But Stira Bekelim is always going to be Mutter. Where do we see that way? Over here. Over here is a case of Tekor Eitz Beitz. Losh to Rama is a case of Kelim and Locha Yud Gimel. A Locha Tez Vav, Pasha going back in that to say that Isser of Stira. Ichayu on that. So go back into Keli. Isser of Stira over here. So the Chura, according to Moshe, why is that so? Pasha, this is a Kasha of Moshe, I don't have a clear answer why it's not a Forshu Rambam. Against the Moshe's Mahalach, in the idea in the Rishon Liran Virajbo, that those who hold the Isser of basically the no Isser of Stira. You're saying there is an Isser of Stira. Sif Yud is Nochel Sugya of Tikkun Karko. That means by now we know number one, there's Binyan of Big Karko. Number two, we know there's Isser of Moisev Ala Binyan, that's Al Fudalid. And number three, there's a new Sugya called Tikkun Karko. The makor for this Indian over here is really two places. One, the Gemara on Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Gimel Beis brings down Om Rav Sheshes. Someone has a Gavshushes. Someone has a clump of dirt on the ground. If he takes it out of a bias, he's Chayiv Al Zboino. Takes it out of the field, he's Chayiv Mitzal Sugya of Chayush. The Gemara goes on further and says, let's say Rav says you have a Gumo, you have a hole in the ground, you fill it up in the house, it's Zboino. Mashing in the Stada is a case of Chayush over here. That means you have to realize you have a clump of mud in your house. You take it away, taking away mud, that's boino. Chiddush over here. Taking away something that creates an act of binyan. Taking cargo. The second mind, where can we see this idea? One Erevin, Nafko Dalad. Over there, being down a Mishnah that says a person that has a ramp that's slippery, pashas and sweat. The way the Miri says, because the ramp over here by the Kabonis and the shemen from the Kabonis, oil over there, it's very slippery. And you want to put on top of it melach, salt over there to make it easier. The Gemara over there says from the Mishnah, the Medina loy. You cannot do this in the Medina. Only in the Mikdash, not in the case of the Medina. So we see over here, Mesak in the Karkas also. Correct the Gemara. We have a case of Chotzer and Skalkalo. A Chotzer that got ruined over here by the case of the rain. You want to put Tevin there, through there, Lamaisa, it's Mutter. The Gemara answers, by the case of the Tevin, you can take it away, either give it to the animals or make a tit out of it. Therefore, you're not Mavatl over there. Mashenke, in the case of the Melech, you Mavatl over there. Therefore, that's why it's Osir. So we have the Isishboi with a hetter, we don't plan to mevatel it. I mean, it's very clear to put things on the ground, to misakin, tikkun karko mice is Osir, unless you plan to remove the thing that you put there. Now, what's the study over here? Losh the Mokavam called an Ashve Gumois. Kirega points out, the Mokavam is calling a Bach, look at the Bach. He says there's an Isir, number one, of Moisiv al Binyan, and number two, there's an Isir of Ashve Gumois. Explains that Achoinim, look at the Chodeshani. There are two ideas. To Moisiv al Binyan means to put a brick on top of a brick on top of a brick. To put a window inside, to create things, that's being Moisiv al Binyan. The second thing in Ashra Gumus, his words are to give the tsura to the karka over here. To smooth out, to give a form to something. Tsura to misakin, to correct something, that's also nicha to get a boina. That means not, to take away the clump, you're not doing anything. It's just correcting it, smoothing out an area to correct something. That's Ashrei Gumois, that is also Nichon Negeder of the Isser, that's called Tikkun Karko. Tikkun Karko, the Mice is also.
That's not
Karko, Boino. Mois says, taking away the mud is binning the Karko. The Gemara writes, Chai Mitzad Boino Shboi. Now, in the Isser of Ashrei Gumois, Kamal Chazal, and they have, as far as I can tell, 14 Gezeros, Otto Ashrei Gumois. Some of them are more common than others. We're not going through all 14 right now. That'll be a chabur of saying atzmoi, and it really comes out. It really depends where you're doing it. Either in a house will be boino, or in a field will be the act of chayush. Therefore, for example, the Gemara says you cannot sweep on Shabbos. Zeh ota ashve gumois. Mishibur says b'zman hazeh we can. Why? Because kol yom rutzav. We'll have the city is piled. Another example. The Gemara says you cannot wash your floors on Shabbos. That is not davar dochus. We are mach b'zman hazeh. It's having to give ashve gumois. Number three, a person cannot play games, play kugelach on the floor on Shabbos. Now roll things on Shabbos. Halacha simin shalom aches. And lemaisa also ashrei gumois. What's ashrei gumois? Taking a karka. Okay, no numis kzeris. And again, we'll learn the sugya of chayrish. We'll do it over there. Why? Because either it's in the house, it's bayna. They feel it's chayrish. And the sugya simin shalom zayin. We'll get back to it and learn over there. That means that a yisayit shaboy of taking karka, which had numis kzeris, built upon this isser of taking karka over here. Now, we see, number one, we have a heter. You plan not to mevatel it, the maisis water. Kamal Gamagavram, and he has another question. The lochan simen shen yod simches over there is, person has roik, he has spit on the ground. You want to put afer ashes on top of it, the maisis water. Correctly, Gamagavram, no one's removing the ashes from the ground. You mevatel over there. Maisis says it's water. Why is it water for? You're leaving it there. If you must sack the ground from the roik, the spit that's there, that should be an act of a tikkun. Therefore, it should be also. And for the Magavram, he says over here, since he is not coming to the sack in the karko, only coming to cover up the reik over here, therefore it's mutter, not being miskaven. We're talking about the Paiskim, the Al-Rabba, the Prima Gordon, the Graz, the Mishnah Brua, Chayotim. They come on the saying the lack of kavana makes it mutter. So we have two aterim. Number one, you plan to remove it. Number two, ain't miskaven. The obvious question, everyone knows basic avona ain't miskaven, sick ratio, is also. Why come to give you a head of any miskaven? Secretial mice also. So the way the Avnezer explains in Shuvo, in our Chaim Sibur Shizayin, he says you read Rashi and he says over very clearly in the Sugya on Shabbos when you take away the clump of mud from the ground, Rashi says ki miskaven lahashu kakiyosai. Rashi says these words mamish to mechayv taking away the mud from the ground. It only means that kavono. Without kavono, you're not chayv for it. Again, why? We'll have the psik ratio over here. I mean, this idea of kavodah magavam be'etzem is in Rashi. So explains the Avinezer, the be'etzem to mesak and karko is not boina. It's a chiddush, you have to realize that. Boina is brick to brick to brick. Ashrei gumi is giving it tzura, a tikkun, that's not really boina. Why is it boina? It compares the Avinezer to the case of kaisiv. Kaisiv and Shabbos is chayiv. Chok toichis, all over is not kaisiv. But on Shabbos, because melech machshevus osu Torah, you're being machshevit like kaisiv in nichle issa derais aksivo. You also, since you're taking off the clump from the ground, become vona to mesak in the karko, has a chshivus of boino, and then we come up to ask in the chai mushim boino. But what made opinion? Your kavono, your melech machshevus made opinion. If you have no kavono, the chson of the guf of the melech, but etzim melech boino is brick to brick to brick, attaching things. To misyachse to the sugya of tikkun karko to make this new chiddush over here unique kavono. The lack of kavono is a chesaron the guf of the melacha, and that's not boina in and of itself. Yes, I'm saying ainim is kavon. Without psikration, there's no melacha. The whole melacha is with your das. Without das, there is no melacha over here. Now there is a magar ram and simin reishim dalad. He's discussing over there if someone has zevel on the ground. Could you remove it from the ground on Shabbos? Is that tikkun karko? No, usually it's that's correct. But usually it's the melacha. You cut off the chicken's head, you did the melacha of killing it. You said no kavana killer, you just want to play with the head. But you did the melacha. Here, the melacha is really putting brick atop brick. I'm not doing that melacha. I'm just giving it tzura to something. Tzura, that's not the melacha. Now, the person has the garbage upon the ground. Come to the Magavram and said, can a garbage collector, can tell the guy, his cousin, can tell the guy to take away the garbage on Shabbos? This is the Magavram, garbage on the ground. Am I see you removing it? Be masak in the karko. Is it Issa deraisa to remove the garbage from the ground? And then we cannot even tell the guy, gets involved, maybe he's curious, but you know, gets involved. What did they have to tell the guy to remove garbage on Shabbos? Well, masak in karko over here. Now, question is, what exactly does the Magavram mean as being misak and karko? I have a question. Let's say you have karko here, you have a bottle on the floor. I can walk, there's a bottle there. So I pick up the bottle, oh, now I can walk. I'm being misak and karko. Does it make chiyala adas to be misak and karko? So the Chachamim either want to define what the Magavram means, or they want to argue the Magavram, This, they want to know his mitzvahs is discussing the etim. Either you have refuse and tit, garbage that's been mechuber mamish stuck onto the karka, or in the case in those days they were mevatel to the karka, they didn't care, and you come along, you want to take it off, you want to make a place to go use for something. I mean, the mistaken karka means that things that usually our garbages are not part of the ground, they're on top of the ground. Our cups and plates on the ground are not part of the ground, on top of the ground. To remove that, yes, you're allowed to clean up the floor on Shabbos. Tell that to your wife. No problem. Well, Mai said, the things that are part of the ground, that are either stuck on or mevatel it, that'd be a problem of doing it sticking to the karka over here.
There's a piece of gum on the floor, you can't get
out? No, I don't think anyone thinks that. We spoke out, the Archer Shabbos says it's not a problem. No one's seeing part of the ground. I mean, if it's in the garbage area, in the garbage dump, and stuck on, things are clearing. That's where it belongs. But this is not where it belongs. So again, leaves, I think, by us, is made to, we clean them up all the time. It's not my vital daily plan to take it off. I don't think it's a problem. Now, this practically takes out some cases. But a person, let's say, he has ice on the floor. Outside, very cold, there's ice over there. Are you allowed to throw either dirt or sand on top of the ice so people can work and shouldn't slip? You're coming to Misak in the Karko, and you mavatle, you don't plan to pick up the salt or the dirt afterwards. So really, there are two separate cases. The case of we are putting dirt and sand, and the case of putting salt. Put salt, step later. Let's first discuss putting dirt and sand on the ground over here. Kamal Shmir Shantikul Chosnei Berchov Gimel says the mice of putting the dirt and sand on top of the ice, mice is mutter. Mutter. Miguel Sefer, if you know Sefer in the back, he has pages and pages and pages on every halacha of the Shmir Shabbos with his Zahoris. He says, the Chorus, Mamashau Sigyo, this should be Isidur Iso. Be Misak in the Karkel. Now you can walk over here because there's ice over here. Miguel Sefer. So Reb Nissen, Kaplan, Shama Nissen, we went over to this Rebbe of David and asked him, you wrote a Shmir Shabbos and Mutter, and those Mefakfik upon it, Isidur Iso. What's the Chiluk over here? So he wants Mechalik, a Taxi, a Chiluk over here. Once the Titan negate to the Tevin, when you're coming to have a, put the chutz of the mekalkel over there, Be'etzim coming to misaking the karko. The karko is a problem. Now, Shankin, he wants to say by roik, you're allowed to cover it. Why? Because everyone sees you covering the roik, not being misaking the karko. Once I hear also, you're being taking care of the kerach, not coming to misaking the karko. Yes. He wants to know, or maybe in a different lashon, the way Ben Shammai says it over, everyone sees that the kerach is not part of the karko. And when it goes away, it disappears. What? It's back to Shemin there, and they were leaving it there. Right? They were mevatel, they left it there, and they became part of it. Now, I don't know what type of ramps they had over there. It doesn't sound like it was a ramp they could add to it. Something they walked on top of. But he wants to tie it over here that no one sees ice being part of the ground. So what are being misakin over here? Misakin the ice, not being misakin the karko. And ice is on top of it. It's a daxing chilik. Gilel Sefer says a case there, ISO. Meister Archon Shabbos, he discussed it. He wants to say it's near Kamisakin. It looks very bad. It doesn't look near. And they want to say it's the Rabbanon. And they only ask Nezek the Rabbim can be Mekel. So the Shalot the ISO, the Rabbanon the head to Nezek the Rabbim, and Meister's Mutter. Shikol asked the question how to look upon it. Is it Mamish like a case of Roik? Or is it a case like the Mizbeach? A similar case of salt, but it has a suffer to it. But in the case of salt, what happens? You put the salt on the ground, it's an acid, it will eat up the snow over here, the ice over here. And therefore the question over here is Nochas Sugya Simon Shinchof. That means Be'etzim there are over there Sugya Moilad. Now the Be'etzim are two Sugyas, the Sugya Moilad and Noilad. Noilad is at the end of Simon Shin Ches is when you cause something to happen but it's not happening Miyad. That means you want to take out Shumon, put next to the fire, eventually the fire will cause it to melt. Go from a solid to liquid. That is Mechabes Mekel. The Mos said only Machmat Zorich, otherwise, we try to be Machmal Chachilah. That's going to involve the Sugya of taking ice and melting it or creating ice cubes. The second Sugya of Moilad, the Lochan Simon Shinchov, discussing crushing ice. Crushing ice be a dime, that's also. That's not a Shiloh. That means if you have ice cubes in your cup, you pour the coke straight on the ice cubes, a lot of people can say that's also Gomer. What's the etik? Your mamash, you're melting it via daim. Pour on the side, maybe, to gromo. Or maybe pour the soda first, the ice cubes afterwards. Find the makar vomish, the brew. But otherwise, to do it via daim, that's more than that's also. The bio over here is when you put the ice they have over here, you put the salt on top of it, it's melting it. You have nochas sugil of either of moilad or noilad. So again, they went to Shemir Shabbos. He again, l'shitos in the sefer, he came up to Mekel. Said, "Mitzad the sugil of taking karka, there's no problem. Mitzad the act of putting the salt on top, that's nichel again of noilad. Makom tzarech, but ma'isu of Mekel." Therefore, the others will go this way. The Rav Sfarim, Rav Nemetzal, Rav Falk, and others, Shemir Shabbos. Atzad Hasheni, Rav Moshe, when they asked this question, he went back and forth, and Aruch Shabbos again, l'shitos near Kemesaken. Therefore, only a chash nezik to Rabbim, people might slip and break their arms and legs. Echlamin, then you have a heter. Otherwise, you want time to visit Poshe, Ister, Abon, to go fix it up. I said, a shlishi. They answered Chaim. Chaim said, that's moilut. That's not moilut. It happens right away. You put the salt, you see it right away. It starts dissolving. Might not dissolve everything, but you see. You drop it, and you see. It starts eating things up right away. That's moilut. Moilut is also Shabbos. You can't go to that on Shabbos. You can't take it, you put it on Shabbos. Now, what they do practically, I'm not sure. Flatbush is the area of nowhere. Therefore, anyway, people don't do the flatbush. Other places, maybe going to Medina does. I'm not sure what practically people go do, but it's my focus. Shall I have to go look upon it? What? No, so I think even the coarse one. First, it's meant to use coarse, right? This, not the thin ones. Even though in Israel, a couple years ago, they used the thin ones because that's all they had. Because Israel doesn't really have snow issues, usually. But it should make a difference. Either one eats up the acid. Either eats up some are quicker, some are slower, but they all will happen right away. As far as I see with my eyes. If you tell me I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But as far as I see, it happens right away. Oh, so now the question is the sugya of Nechol. So first, the idea of doing a shina by Stam, when you put the salt down, there's a mevucha, Stam is a, if you have to or not, because maybe it's not Nechol again, a malach of a chore. But let's discuss Stam, the question in general. Instead of here, biyat osir. Why am I saying the sugya of Nechol? First, what is of Nechol? We'll get back to the loch and simon shalom and gimel. But the kids are, the Tiferes Yisrael has a dom of Shabbos. He has a sefer called Kilkela Shabbos, 40 pages. On the first page, he starts off, what is the Isser of Ovdin Nechol? It's a word that everyone likes throwing. When you don't know what the Isser is, it's Ovdin Nechol. Right? That's the Isser. Fine, so what is it? The way he says it over Tiferes Yisrael, he says three things. And he has, it means three different things, three different times, and he has different cases. Either it looks like a malacha, or it can bring you to a malacha, or it's an act of tircha. A vachadika work, chore over here. Three different things, different times. Over here it says of Nechol. What is it? It's of Nechol. Rashi says very clearly, it'll bring you to an act of Malacha. Maybe you look to Malacha. Now, in of Nechol, there's a Mavuch among the Paiskim. Since you're doing the chore over here, maybe Adem Yel Nochi of Nechol, my says Motor. Maybe there's no Shiloh. And there is El Rabba, it's been sounded that way. And once time about of Nechol does not apply by case, asking a guy to go do it. Come along the Paiskim and point out who disagrees. Mishabu over here. Come along Mishabu over here and says, let's say the Chashash over here, what to go do? He says, the problem, since it's only a case of the Rabbanon, therefore we have a locha of Shvush to Shvush, and Shvush to Shvush do a case of a Goy, the Mice will be Mutter. That means the locha in Simon Shin Zayin Sifrei is a Shvush to Shvush, by the case of a Hefzid, the Mice is Mutter. That's the same cloud as all always. The locha is in general, you want to go do something that's a Rabbanon, since Amir Lanoch is a case of the Rabbanon, and the thing he is going to go do is the Rabbanon. Even Simon Shazayin Sefei says either Makam Mitzvah or Makam Chayli or negate the case of a Tzarek Harpe, the Mice's Mutter. So he said the same cloud, we say all over. That means, just explain what that means. We had the Loch and Simon Shni Dal Sif Zayin, like we learned that a while ago. Over there, discusses can you break a lock and Shabbos? We had the Machab Mizan Yesh Oisim Yesh Matir. Who holds Yesh Shumatir? Amin Sir Kalim Rashi the Reim. Who holds Osir? Taisis Mustaki. Says the Mechaber, Ayde Goy the Maises Mutter. Came along the Marshal, we're talking about the Mogav Ram and the Mishnah Berurah, Losh Yeshe Kosmu. Now we come to argue the Mechaber, only Mokum Tzarek Godom, Mokum Mitzvah is Mutter. What does that mean? Explain to Prima Godom, that means there's no heter at all by Stira Bekalim. It just means the old halacha of Simon Shazayin, Sefei, or Shurosh Shashos, it's Shoshah Shwab Nas Levnois, it's Mutter, like it says in all cases. That means there is zero Tzirif, not the Shita hold Ein Vinus Stira Bekalim. That's not the Mashal the Mogav Ram on the Paskin. Not that making it Tzirif, question of how to make the Tzirif. The Mechab is saying to make the Tzirif in all cases. And the Mishmur Mogav Ram is saying to make the Tzirif only by Hefz Timuba, only by the case of Mokum Mitzvah. Saying there is zero Tzirif, the Loch in general, Shvosh Shvosh, it's Mutter, Mokum Mitzvah, Tzarek Harbe. So here also, they point out, clear from Mishmur, of the Nechol, the Mice is also even through a case of the Goy. Another case of this cost to get to tick in the tours of the karko is, let's say you have spider webs in your house. Coming to Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Nun and in Simen Reish Samach Beis, he writes twice, Asa Mitzvah Vechinoi, prepare yourself before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, remove the spider webs. Tells you twice, Asa Mitzvah of covered Shabbos, remove your spider webs. The Kafar Chaim says, Apisoid, the Apisoid means Hamalchus, watch remove it. Different in Yonim, watch remove spider webs. Let's say you forgot to go do it. What Malacha we're discussing over here, is it to remove spider webs on Shabbos? We can discuss on three different avenues. One mitzvah the sugya of Seisr, taking karko. A second mitzvah the sugya of Kareya. And a third mitzvah the sugya of Muksa. So mitzvah the idea of Seisr taking the karko over here, there already is a Yafal Lev 200 years ago, brought down the Orchaz Chaim, and the Kav Chaim, and the Shmir Shabbos, they say it's a chashash Isr Stiro. You have a karko over here, you want to fix it up, you don't like the spider web, you're moving away. It's Mamash Stiro, start taking the karko. Chashash taking the karko. I'm saying a double option always because I'm not sure what they're saying. I keep saying Stira, Chashash taking karko. Asad Hashani, from what Zalman says, what? Spider webs part of their house. It's like garbage on top of the house. Oh, seeing, said the Mashiach Chochma, Chaim, it's part of the house, it's garbage on top of the house. That's part of something, it's like gum. It's like gum that you have on the wall. You have to take gum off the wall, that's not part of the house.
So,
that sounds like the webs itself. I say what it sounds like when they're arguing about, again, the Shemir Shabbos being Machmer, and Shabbos being Michael. It's in the same time, same generation, same people, same safe actually. There's one at the top, one at the bottom. Right? The both one second, also one second, smut over here. It sounds like the shadow over here is, how do you look at spider webs? Is it part of that? Where does it go? It goes in the wall. That's its place. But is it part of the wall? No, I don't want to be part of the wall. So what is it? Is it, the gum does not belong on the wall. Gums in the mouth, garbage, right, you throw it out. Spider webs, they go on the wall. That is its place. If that is its place, is that now, you're taking off something from its place? Well, no, do you say, it's nothing, it's meaningless. That seems to be the Shigal Das question. Mitzad Soysa, or taking a karko. Mitzad the Sugar of Korea, Lamaisi ripping something. He's breaking apart the web. So Shlomo Zalman says, something that breaks so easily, that's not Nichol Ged of Korea. Sorry? Oh, it's come to try some lochas. It says, everyone knows a locha by us, the Simon Shinyadal, Siftes, and Zayin Neches. There's no Issa Psikas Tolish. Chor, that's a mistake. Why? Because you learn Sifyud. Sifyud over there says, you have string around Karko. What's a locha? You can't cut it. Why? Because Psikas Tolish goes, it's Chelik of what's on top of. And by Kalem, you're right. By food, you're right. By Karko, you can't cut a string that's wrapped around Karko. Around Dafshal Tanner, and you have a string around it, only because Oymin to open up. Not Oymin, you cannot cut the string over here. Unless you want to argue the point, say only because the rope is around something, is part of that thing. Mashenga, spider webs is not part of the wall. Yesh Lodin, that's so not. By Karku, you're not at the Psychic Fellowish. Fine, drop on over here. Again, Mishmur still wants to ask, right? Ask the Bechatech. Cutting it. Still asks us cutting it. But why is Osas cutting it? What's the Isser? The way how the Kor Chaim Chavos Yor a few hundred years ago, he says Tzorachin upon the Isser of Korea over here. The Gen Sugi of Mukso, I say everyone agrees because the case of Mukso over here. So that's not a shayla, you have to tell the Rufoi. I mean, he comes down the gate, so he says, not that simple. The Gen Korea, Yishlon, could argue the point of the water. Gen Mukso, it's Mukso, you have to tell the Rufoi over here. You have to go with the Klom of Mukso over here. Maisa, the correct like the Mishavua says, Rishnun and Rishnun obeys, you move it before Shabbos. But one last thing, to get to this union of Tikkun Avayda over here, the Lachat Simon Shinlam Avav in Siftes. Over there, we have a Gemara Ksubis on Nav Samach that brings down the Nochem Ishgalio. He had a sinner, he had a pipe over there, Sha'olabai Kashkasin, he had his roof that had a gutter to it, and it got stuffed up, and therefore the water cannot come out. If the water wouldn't come out, it would flood up his house. You got a problem over here. So Gemara says to remove it, take care of it. You have to do three things. Number one, ma'ochem v'ragloi. You have to push it down with your foot. Number two, you have to do the case bitzino. And number three, only ma'ochem seido. Otherwise, you won't have the heter. That means ma'ochem v'ragloi. Why? It's a sugya of shina shabai. An act of bitzino, when no one sees it. Rectatious, ay bitzino. What he gained out of it? Maris ayin afil becheder chadom. The ma'isa is still osir. And for tayshus. And Echlami by case of the rice is correct. But since he's doing Bashinoi, now it's the Abonim. The Abonim, Mechedu Chadorim, the Maisa, that's mutter. That's the halacha near day sim pei zayin. Number three, makom seder lo gozer. We have all three of the maisa mutter. Now, pashas, when you read Tosis, the issur shavoy over here is the issur deraisa mamish. You made it. You have bottom for shinoi, and now betzina is mutter. Otherwise, we're discussing an issur deraisa. Therefore, Rav Yerushalayim say the issur of this hole over here that you want to take away the thing that's stuffing it up is the issur deraisa. The issur is said that Shusha Shabbos. This is bina. Agam the Archashuv and what's called Rabbanon. Pashas are discussing issur deraisa. Now, to take it practically and take it a step further, let's say we have in our house things that are stuffed up. Whether your sink is stuffed up and you want to use the plunger, whether your besakisa is stuffed up over here, can you unstuff your sink? Can you unstuff your besakisa? So if you do it, first of all, b'shinoi, and b'tsino, and makom pseido, mutter. Now how do you do b'shinoi, I'm not sure. Take your foot, not mine, maybe it takes someone else's foot. Not sure how to go do that exactly. I don't think it even works that way. But I said, what are you going to do? I'm not clear. But if you do all three, be mutter. That's akin to these three. Is it mutter also? So, Dain Fish has a tshuva in the Cheleches, Mitzad is Osir, and it's Sliezer, and the Olatzian, and of Nasha Klein, and of Yashiv, and Yabia Oimer, the Chodashani, and the Shmash Shabbos, and the Zviel Orbach over here, and the Lev Karp. They come along, but Iker should be Osir, unless you have. What? You can't use a plunger, correct? Unless it's Pseido, Bishinoi, and Mokum Absid. If you have all three, and Echonami. Otherwise, it should be Osir. Now, the act of Itzino, we saw already the Ran in the Beis Yosef. He wants to tie them, maybe the Bitsinu lav dafkinin, because his Shabbos wants to be makel. The halacha says, no, leave dafkin Bitsinu. Atzad Hasheni. There are numerous reasons why to be makel over here, practically. Go through four of the reasons why the place want to argue the point. One of Moshe says, numerous people have a plunger right by the toilet. Why is it there for? Because it's very common. If it's motzoi, that's not called tikkun, that's called shtamshus. I've had a little different deers here. Deers are very common. That's how you get stuffed off all the time. That's how you use it. You gotta use the bathroom a few times. You gotta use a plunger. That's called ishtamshus. That's how you flush and then use a plunger. So then Moshe, if that's the true of your house, being mutter over here, echlam be mutter. Since if it's not mutter, it'll be also. Was it getting mutter? Yesh lotin. You're once for it if it's mutter. And certain places, certain countries, certain buildings, things are mutter. Once for it. The second sorrow. Kamlung Shlomo Zalman, he has a tshuva about it. He says, let's analyze it. You have a bottle, you have a cork inside. Are you allowed to take the cork out from the bottle? Maisa, you're making a Pesach. Alamai, no, you never lost a Pesach. You have this pipe over here. You have things inside. Everyone knows there's a pipe over here. It's a sink. You see a sink. You see a toilet over here. You think what? Let's say you have a bottle in the ground. Put the cork inside the ground. And you tell me you can't take out the cork. I found the Pesach over here. The Gemara says you have the sin over here and filled up with all these things over here, leaves and wood and sticks over here. It says in those days the mushroom was filled up, lost its tzura, no one saw it. And sometimes you pass by, it's mamash gone, lost its tzura. But your sink did not lose its tzura of the pipe. And your toilet did not use its tzura of the pipe over here. It's what? It's your bowl with a cork. Chiyala das, you cannot open up your cork. Even if it's in the ground, the vadi can. The vadi is mutter. The case of Gemara, Dafkin lost its tzura over here. Otherwise, why does it mutter? A third svara, Chaim Kanievsky says, is if it's very easy to come out, take out, very simple, take a plunger, plunge, comes out. That's called broken. That's not broken. That means somebody's blocking it. It's a minei over here. I took away the minei, very simple. Not broken over here. A fourth svara, emotion, others may also bring down, a lot of times it's not etzem broken. It goes through slowly, drips, goes. It just takes a while. It fills up, not very high, and then it goes down slowly. Just no one appreciates it that way. It takes a while. That's not broken. So you're making it better. It better it works over here. You're making it, helping it go quicker over here. Helping it go quicker. One time is not a problem. Now, it's a fascinating sugya, this tshuva. This sugya is very fascinating because the Gedolim Baruch Hashem on this topic, they wrote to each other back and forth. There are 20 or 30 different tshuvas over here. Rav Nashe Klein writes, and Shlomo Zalman, they met each other. Shlomo Zalman explained to him why it's mutter. Rav Nashe Klein, Mishnah Halachas, he says, I agree on my sense mutter. Then afterwards, Rav Nashe Klein wrote a tshuva to Shlomo Zalman and says, Baruch Hashem, the Kaim, what the Chazal say, Ein Adam Oidim Adva Halacha, Elam Kem Nichshulba. and therefore I said it was mutter. Avada is not so. Avada made a toy, he made a mistake, and therefore I'm writing this letter to you, telling you you did the same thing like me. I was chayzer, you should be chayzer also. Some people are very machmor part of this halacha. Okay, initial way. But Shlomaisa, he said, I want to ask you. Shlomazan wrote back to him, said, no, Shlomaisa is still its mutter. Nashikloi wrote back to Michalik Vav, saying, no, the reason why it should be yosser. Then the Debatina wrote to him, Nashikloi. He wrote, Chola machma ina ela toya bedava poshet. Anyone be machma being mamish making him say, Vlay mutter yodav ragu base medish. There's no hands and feet of base medish. Stakla shaynis. Nashikloi wrote back to him and says, no, you're making the toya, you're making the mistake over here. Rabbi Moshe will get it wrote back. No baruch Hashemish, and you won't back nothing, zero, and mamish zero. Ashkelon wrote back still shash is the raisa. Mice they wrote to each other as far as we can. Lekan, if you want in English, of Simcha Bonim has a few pages in Hebrew about it. If you want, Ribbiad writes about it in a couple of pages, 5-6 pages about it. Back and forth upon the sugyo. Maisa, shalom the raisa, omoter. The mekilim are very shtak is mekel, bachmim are very shtak is machmer. Each one is Baruch Hashemesh. The Maisa, what to go do? The way how the two English from Andor for Simcha Bonim and Ribbiad very simple, like Chilu or Machmer. The Eved is what to be Simcha upon. Now, Vada, if you tell me you can do it, Peshinoi. And Hefzid, they say, Kol Gries Nichol get of Hefzid. Kol Kavod, figure out what to go do. It is interesting, the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosoi, it brings down who's the Roshim Akilim or Shlom Azam. He wrote a couple of Chuvas about it. Maisa, he still writes, his Rebbe told him, since not Baruch Kol Kach is het over here, come held his head as mutter, only be makel v'shaset chaket tzarek gadol. I mean, even the Rosh HaMakilim, he himself, Gordon Shmir Shabbat, says, don't be so light about certain things. Now, people out there, yeah, I hold, I know, Shlomo Zalman, he knew. And he wrote, and I'm right. But still, chill. Maisa, tzarek gadol, kalavias, otherwise, Maisa, there are things to worry about, and in the end of Maisa in Lahate, I'll cover Shabbat in and of itself. Something that tzarek, you want to be semek upon. Next time will be on the sugya of Chashmal. Obviously, Chashmal is not on a page, unless you use Dershu. You have to use the Tshuvas form. Every person in the Chabura should at least know the basic of Chashmal, because every time we talk about the basic ideas, what they said in Machloik is built upon our sugya over here. That means our Chashabas had the parak on it, the Kishmaka parak, go through his parak over here. The Binyan Shabbos brought down the letter of Shlomo Zalman and explains the Yisrael, the Machloik is. This is a Sefer or Eish HaSholem. Goes through Mamash over 1,000 pages going back to the Sugi over here, Chashmal over here. Very Gishmak, a couple of days. It's Kedai over here. The Tshuvas are brought down in Chashloim and Chelek Beis. All the Tshuvas now, we have them now all printed. We all know how they're printed. We want the Chadish and Simon Lam Ches and Simon Nin over here. Being down the, also back and forth about it. It's Kedai to try to grasp the basics to have a one out of it. My father would like to say something. Come in, Shkoyach. Shkoyach.